Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, most people are aware of the tight labor market resulting from the strong economy and its high demand for workers. However, it appears that many middle-aged unemployed professionals are not benefiting from this situation. So what's going on? Well, we're going to check in with one of our resident economists. Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joins us from now. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
I have not heard of this particular situation going on, but I'm sure you have.
First of all, it's not a new situation. It's been going on for quite some time. It might be more highlighted now because of the kind of labor market we're in. But it has never been uncommon for firms to restructure and reorganize and then either reassign or kind of push out or edge out senior personnel because they tend to be the higher wage earners if they can recruit newer workers to come in to do the same job.
And I've definitely heard and seen this for decades, but we're in this such tight job market right now. It still is amazing to me that even though they're not at their previous employer, they're having a hard time finding a new job.
Well, that's because they're high priced. You know, if they lowered their expectations and said, okay, I may be 55, but I'm willing to work as a new entrant into the job force, which is not fair because they're bringing in a lot more skills, obviously, and they're bringing in expertise. There's no reason why you would expect them to do that. The interesting thing is that the firms are not gobbling them up. And somehow it's because in some cases they think they can get by with either new entrants at a lower wage or just nobody for a while and limp along understaffed, which some companies are doing right now because they're saying they can't find the workers.
And so companies in a lot of cases are quite happy with slow growth.
Slow growth in the employment side, I mean, they'd like to continue the sales, and if they can maintain that and the production level, then everything is okay. So it's when they get to that point where they hit a wall and they say, well, you know, we really do have to bring on somebody. And so now the question is, how do you reintroduce them into the workforce? It's just, as you pointed out, kind of strange and counterintuitive, given that everyone's complaining that they can't find workers right now.
Well, let's go to the next economic hot button, and that is the coronavirus. It was not expected to be an economic issue, but it appears all of a sudden that it might become one.
Yes, certainly affecting tourism in a lot of cases. Obviously, the cruise ship industry, tourist destinations, for example, Italy right now, they canceled Carnival. In Milan, they ended up having a soccer match with no one in the stadium because they didn't want to do that. They let the teams play. They cancel Fashion Week, which is a big event in Milan, where it's really going to start hurting worldwide also. When the supply chain gets interrupted and firms can no longer get required parts in order to continue production. And that may be happening pretty soon.
Because of China.
China and other countries now. I mean, it's getting to a point where do you want to receive delivery from either by plane or a ship from an area that's highly infected? Planes have been turned back. Passengers have been not allowed off the plane. In some cases, if they originated in one of the hotspots, for us in the United States, since so much of what we use comes from China, this is obviously going to affect the supply chain network.
And then the recent pullback in the stock market, maybe it was overdue anyway without the coronavirus?
The market's never a good predictor, the stock market, that is, of a recession. Europe could end up being close to zero GDP growth if this continues. As far as the financial markets go, it could be an overblown reaction. It's hard to say. Fear works in interesting ways. And in the absence of any solid information or ability to predict what's going to happen, you could just imagine financial managers taking the safer course and the switch into safer assets, which is clearly what they're doing right now.
Well, Frank, as always, it's great talking with you.
All right. Good talking to you, and good luck with everything else that's going on in the world.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. where you can also subscribe to this podcast. Just go to On Demand Listening, and there you will find us. Also on our page, you will be able to send us an email, connect with us through our social media network, and find archives to listen to most of our past shows. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.